This is Audible.
Exchange, a magical gender swap board game of romance. Written by Allison Bell. Narrated by Sophia Chambers. Chapter 1.
Woo! Cabin weekend! Kelsey hooted and threw her hands in the air as she bounced into my family's cabin in the deep woods of Minnesota, doing an amazing job of being a stereotypical caricature of the woo girl that we all knew she was. I rolled my eyes and set my bags down on the table, inhaling the deep, pine-fresh scent of the woods that permeated everything around us. Kelsey could be a little annoying sometimes, but she was Frank's problem, not mine. When she got too yappy, we'd just send her off to the bedroom with Frank, and I could have some alone time to cuddle up to Maya, my much calmer, quieter girlfriend. Then I shook my head. She's not your girlfriend yet. You haven't made it official. Stop thinking of her like that. I wasn't remotely ready to settle down, and even labels that simple made me jittery. But Maya was something special. She had a tan, pretty complexion with long, curling brown hair, and a great body. Kelsey might have been just a little hotter with her blonde hair and cheerleader style, but Maya knew how to drive me wild with a whispered word and the light graze of her fingernails on my skin. That enchanting magic that all hot girls seem to have programmed into them from birth. So, whether or not we were officially dating, I officially liked her a lot and had been enjoying the time I spent with her. That's all it had to be for now. I was barely 30. I didn't want to rush into choosing a girl to be with, but Maya understood that intuitively. Her patience and perception was part of her charm. "You're always so serious-looking, Connor," Kelsey teased me as she bopped around exploring the little two-bedroom cabin. That girl was like a cat, curious, destructive, and getting into everything. "This place is a hoot. We're gonna have so much fun."
"Just don't break anything," I shouted as she disappeared into the bedroom she and Frank would be sharing. Despite my earlier twinge of annoyance, I had to laugh at her enthusiasm. She was so bubbly and happy all the time. As for me, well, nothing was going to detract from the amazing weekend the four of us had planned. We'd flown out from the East Coast for a vacation full of boozy, sexy fun. Frank and I were best buds who had been dating these girls for a month or two, so we were still all in the exciting new phase of our time together. I'd suggested the cabin weekend at my family's place when Frank had complained that while he and Kelsey had been intimate, she hadn't really let loose and gotten into the freakier stuff we knew that most girls were secretly turned on by if you just gave them an excuse and sufficient amounts of alcohol. Maya was the same way. She'd been fun in bed and was obviously good at it, but I could tell she wasn't really letting herself go. I liked wild, uninhibited sex, and she still cared too much about what I thought about her in the bedroom. My only thought when we'd fuck was, "Holy shit, this hot chick is banging me." But girls never seemed to believe that. If they had dicks, they'd understand. So this was the plan. Fly them out to the woods, ply them with booze, and talk them into getting really freaky in a place where literally no one would see or judge them for it. I'd been thinking all week about how much fun it would be and how much easier it would be to push Maya's boundaries in a place where she could relax and let her hair down. On the flight over, she'd fallen asleep on my shoulder, and the smell of her soft, freshly washed hair had been intoxicating. She'd been busy with work the last few days, so I was a little pent up. And when she nuzzled against me and dozed off, her shirt had fallen ever so slightly forward so that I could see the soft, sweeping curve of her breast bound up in the sexy white lace of her bra. I'd been trying to read a book, but I was so distracted by the view that I didn't remember a single word of it. I could barely wait to rip her clothes off with my teeth and get busy in that soft little slit between her legs. Soon enough, I told myself, let everyone get settled in before you let loose on the poor girl. Besides, you have stuff to do in the cabin first. As I checked the lights and turned on the heat, Frank and Maya came in through the kitchen, carrying the rest of the bags and the groceries we'd picked up for the long weekend. Frank set his bags down beside mine, took a quick glance around, and high-fived me.
Nice, Connor. It's even better than you said it would be.
Maya just smiled at me and winked. She began to unpack the groceries and put them away in the cupboards, straining on her tiptoes to push the dry goods under the highest shelves in a way that made me really appreciate her ass. I nodded at Frank's comment, keeping my eyes glued to Maya's rear end.
Yeah, it's been in the family forever. My grandpa bought it from some old friend of his, and I guess he got it at a real steal, too, like, way cheaper than he should have. He never did say why the guy was so eager to sell, but whatever. We've been using it for family getaways ever since. My dad had all the latest conveniences installed, too. AC, heat, the hot tub out back.
Hot tub? Ooh la la. Maya turned to face me and spoke softly and gently, despite her teasing. You didn't mention a hot tub, babe. If I didn't know better, I'd think you boys invited us out here just to seduce us. Not that we'd mind that, Kelsey cried, bounding back into the living room and tossing herself on the sofa, landing upside down with her feet in the air like a little kid. What's the fun of a getaway weekend if you don't have a little fun, right? She grinned and stuck her tongue out at us. And even though she was Frank's girlfriend, I couldn't help but check out her amazing rack that practically spilled out of her low-cut top when she was upside down like that. I was gonna blow a load in my pants if these girls didn't stop teasing me soon. I coughed and changed the subject before Frank could notice me looking at Kelsey. Anyway, yeah, you two are in the back room. Maya and I will take the front bedroom.
Frank nodded and carried their bags toward the back, while Maya finished putting away the groceries. Then she came to embrace me in a little hug.
It's so nice of you to let us use your place for free, Connor. Tell your family thanks from us.
Her eyes shined with amusement, and I sensed she was teasing me again. She knew I hadn't mentioned her to my parents yet, and she was poking me for it with that comment.
Who said anything about free?
Frank asked, coming back in and plopping himself on the couch beside Kelsey. He laid a hand on her upside-down tit.
We accept payment in blowjobs and other sexual favors.
She swatted him away, laughing, and righted herself.
Slow your roll, cowboy. We can't just fuck all weekend. What else you got planned? Can we try some of those wacky-looking board games I saw in the closet?
Huh? What board games? I scratched my head. My family had never been big on board games, preferring to play cards or watch a movie instead. And it would have shocked me if we had a whole closet of board games hidden away in here that I didn't know about.
Kelsey pointed back at the bedroom she and Frank had been assigned. In our bedroom, the back closet. Big old door, dusty games. I saw one in particular that looked pretty cool.
My eyebrows leapt up.
Whoa, you got the stuck door open? What's the stuck door?
Asked Frank.
The way you said that, you made it sound like there's a story behind it.
That closet in your bedroom has been stuck for as long as I can remember. I'm pretty sure it came like that when Granddad bought the place. We were always so curious about what was in there when we were kids. We tugged and tugged, but nothing could loosen it. Dad always said he meant to fix it, but the years went on and he just never got around to it. It just opened for you?
Kelsey shrugged.
Yeah, maybe the foundation shifted or something.
I guess it must have. Anything cool in there?
Not really, just the games I saw. Hang on.
I followed Kelsey into the bedroom to see the thick closet door I remembered from childhood standing wide open. My mouth dropped open in surprise. I was astonished. My twin sister Lauren and I had tried everything we could think of to get it open, from yanking to oiling the hinges to applying a rusty old crowbar that had barely moved the heavy solid wood. When we asked Dad about it, he told us that old houses like this had been built to last, which just added to the mystery. He was always too busy in the shop to come help us fix it, so
When we couldn't open it, we made up silly stories about what might be in there. I thought maybe it was some kind of dark magic monster horror beast. And my nerdy sister suggested a gateway to magical kingdoms like Terabithia or Narnia. Lauren had made me a bet over it and everything, but we never did find out the answer. The door hadn't opened, and as we grew up and visited less, we'd kind of forgotten about it. Now, looking over Kelsey's shoulder, I could see that it was just an ordinary closet with a dusty stack of board games on a rickety old chair. A few of the names were familiar, Monopoly, Risk, but most were weird old games I'd never heard of. They must have belonged to the family of the man we'd bought the cabin from, and I wondered how long it had been since he'd stuck them in here. It was quite a letdown after all the mystery that had surrounded it growing up. I swiped my finger across the cardboard of the Monopoly set and left a clear trail in the thick layer of dust. Part of growing up, I guess. I frowned at the dust, rubbing it between my fingers. You confront the magic and mystery of your childhood, and it's just a dusty old closet.
See? I told you there were games in here.
Huh? Kelsey's words pulled me back to reality, away from the memories of Lauren and childhood. Kelsey gestured to the pile of games and smiled.
Pick your poison. What looks interesting to you? And if you say Risk, I'm going to call you a troll and declare you King Boring of Boringtopia.
I rolled my eyes at her. I choose none of them. I'd rather spend some quality time cuddling with Maya on the couch, and I'm sure Frank feels the same way about you. We brought some sexy movies. Why don't you go dig through my entertainment bag and see if there's something you want to watch? Kelsey pouted at me, but I held firm despite her pretty face. Playing Monopoly all night was not going to get me laid. I'd already told her I wasn't a big board game person, and somehow I didn't think my romantic plans for this weekend were going to come together if we spent all night hunched around a table chucking dice. Besides that, I was still disappointed and feeling a little salty at how the stuck closet, this big mystery from my childhood, had turned out to be just another boring old closet. I'd have to text my sister later and let her know that we'd finally cracked the case, but I almost didn't want to ruin the mystique for her. It was going to be as much of a letdown for her as it had been for me.
Really, dude? You don't want to play anything?
Kelsey shuffled a game out of the pile and held it up for me.
What about this one? It was the one I thought looked neat. Check out that fancy box.
The game, clutched between her hands, looked even older than the rest of them, and was actually kind of expensive and nice-looking. The box was made of painted white wood, and it had polished silvery metal at the corners and hinges on either side where it looked like two sides flopped out to make a game board. Bright pink lettering was etched across the surface in a flowery old-style text. Exchange. An exciting game of changes, I read. Then I laughed. Sure. Whatever, Kelsey. This looks like a game Malibu Barbie or some Disney princess might play, so it makes sense you'd pick it out. Bring it out and we'll think about it after dinner. I had no intention of playing Kelsey's stupid pink and white game, but I knew it'd be the easiest way to shut her up and get her out of here. We'd agreed that the girls would be on dinner duty tonight, and I was already starving. I wanted her off of board games and in the kitchen with Maya as soon as possible. By the time we'd finished eating, she'd probably have forgotten all about the game. And then we'd be able to lure the girls out into the hot tub or some other suitably sexy move to lead us toward the release I so badly needed. Kelsey nodded in satisfaction, ignoring my teasing, and tucked the game under her arm. I closed the closet with a final, curious look inside, then followed her into the common room.
"Did you guys pick something out?" Maya asked.
Kelsey held it up triumphantly.
"Sure did."
"It's awfully pink," Frank noted. "We'll see who wants to play after dinner," I said, shooting a look of warning at Frank. "Porch beer, Frank? You girls don't mind, do you?"
"No, go ahead," Maya said. "It'll take us a little while to get the pizza ready anyway. Kelsey, can you help me with the dough?"
Kelsey dumped Exchange on the coffee table and flounced over to give Maya a hand with a homemade pizza she was preparing, while I grabbed a few beers from the fridge and ushered Frank outside before we could get roped into some other chore.
Chapter 2.
Girls in the kitchen making dinner, boys out back drinking brewskis. Just how it should be, huh? I clinked my beer against Frank's and grinned at him as he chuckled. Let's just hope the rest of the weekend goes as smoothly, Frank replied. I didn't spend all that dough flying Kelsey out here just to get the same old sex we would have gotten back east. I really want these girls to go wild. Me too, dude. Me too. A cabin in the woods is a great place for it, though. All alone, scary and cozy. We'll booze them up, bust out the costumes. Costumes? Oh, yeah, dude. Didn't I tell you? I thought it would be fun to grab a bag full of the sexy Halloween costumes from my friend Trevor's party stash. He makes girls who don't wear a costume pick out something really slutty to wear at his parties. We have all kinds of sexy outfits we can stuff them into once they're drunk. I think it'll help set the mood. There was one outfit in particular I had my eye on. A genuine black Playboy Bunny-style one-piece, complete with sheer leggings, ears, and attached tail. I don't know what it was about a girl in a Playboy Bunny costume, but for some reason, it made my mouth water just to think about Maya sliding into that skin-tight fabric, her tits practically spilling out over the top of it. I took a long drink of my beer and adjusted my pants to better accommodate my stiffening cock. Wow, you actually brought costumes? Frank gave me some serious side-eye. You don't think they'll be pissed that you assumed they'd be freaky? I laughed. Maybe, but you know what? You miss all the shots you don't take, Frank. I want this to be a weekend we'll remember for the rest of our lives. Cheers to that. He sighed, taking another sip of his beer. I'm game to try anything that gets these girls sexed up. Kelsey does seem like she'd be crazy in bed, and don't get me wrong, she's fine, but she's not nearly into sucking my cock enough. I want to see her get excited about it, you know? Really go to town. I feel like she's doing me a favor when she does it now. I kept quiet. Maya didn't mind blowjobs, but I got kind of the same feeling from her, and not just with blowjobs. At least Frank and I could empathize over the same problems with these girls. They didn't understand guys and the needs we had. When I was hard and horny, wanting to do all sorts of sexy, nasty things to Maya, I wanted her to be excited about it. I wanted to feel like she was getting horny at just the sight of my cock. It would make sex so much hotter. You don't think it's because... I began, but then shook my head.
What?
Well, do you go down on Kelsey, dude? He shrugged sheepishly.
I mean, yeah. Sure. Sometimes. You go down on Maya, right?
I nodded. Of course. Usually. Usually I'm pretty tired after she gets me off. It just takes so damn long, and my jaw gets tired. I rubbed my jaw, recalling the last time I'd buried my face in her sweet pussy. It had tasted so good, but... it had been nearly 40 minutes before she started bucking her way into an orgasm.
Huh, that happens to me too. You don't think it's that we're not good at it, do you?
I stared at him incredulously. No way. Are you kidding? Dicks are just way easier to service for girls. I was just thinking that they might be less enthusiastic about head because they don't get off on it enough. But it's not really a fair comparison. It's totally not us. Pussies are just complicated.
True, true. Pussies do take a little more work.
And the girls probably have all kinds of sexual inhibitions, like girls do. That probably gets in the way.
No doubt.
Well, I held my beer out to Frank again. Here's hoping this weekend is exactly what we all need to get past any stupid sexual inhibitions. He clinked to the rim.
Truth.
We continued shooting the shit and sipping on our beers until Kelsey called us back inside. Come on, boys. Dinner time. As soon as we stepped inside, the mouth-watering aroma of baked sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, and green peppers reached me.
I inhaled deeply, savoring the delicious scent. The girls had laid the pizza out on a wooden oven server in the middle of the dinner table, and Kelsey was busy slicing through the gooey mozzarella as we all took our places. I was suddenly keenly aware of how hungry I was, which barely edged out the other needs of the flesh I was feeling in a battle for primacy. Maya distributed pieces to each of us on paper plates, flashing another look down her shirt at her amazing tits as she leaned across the table. But by now, the pizza had most of my attention. I sank my teeth into the hot, cheesy slice and nearly moaned at how good it was. I might not be ready to settle down just yet, but with a girl who could cook like this, anything could happen. "Damn, Maya," I said. "This is the best pizza I've ever had. You're a fantastic cook." She flashed her teeth at me in a shy, coy smile and murmured her thanks as she demurely ate her own slice. Kelsey and Frank were busy making moon eyes at each other across from us. By the time we'd finished our pizza, the whole thing, I'd developed a really good feeling about the evening. We'd already killed an entire bottle of wine, and I didn't think it would take much coaxing to get the girls into the hot tub. Then, a few more drinks and we could break out the sexy costumes. Everything was going perfectly according to plan. Maya helped Kelsey clear the dishes, while Frank and I messed with the TV, trying to figure out my dad's ancient AV system that jerry-rigged a Blu-ray player into a TV from the 90s. I figured we'd start by watching a little bit of a sexy movie to get in the mood. All of the Blu-rays I'd brought were borderline pornography. "All right," Kelsey cried. "Who wants to play this cool game?" I turned around to find Kelsey pointing at the board game she'd pulled out of the closet earlier that evening and groaned inwardly. I'd been hoping she'd forget about it, but no such luck. Kelsey had unfolded the pink and white panels onto the coffee table, and I could now see that it was even girlier on the inside. There was a long, winding path of multicolored squares like in Candyland, and a weird, dark bubble in the middle. Some kind of display, maybe? "Come on, Kelsey. Nobody wants to play your silly old board game," I said. "Why don't we do something a little more exciting?"
"Like watch a movie?" she replied, rattling the pair of dice in her hand.
"Now, that's what I call boring. Come on. I've never heard of this game before. Let's just see if it's any fun. Where's your sense of adventure?" Maya walked over with a fresh glass of wine and peered intently at the game box. "I do really enjoy playing board games, guys." "Huh. Xchanji. I've never heard of this before. What are the rules?"
"They're printed on the inside panel," Kelsey said. "We just take turns rolling the dice and follow whatever instructions come up on the middle bubble there. It's supposed to be sexy."
"What now?" Frank asked. "Sexy? What do you mean?"
Maya read from the inside panel. "Xchanji, an exciting game of changes for consenting adults. Have some fun and explore the taboo world of Xchanji, where anything is possible and everything will happen."
I was skeptical. This game looked old enough to have been popular when an ankle flash was a hot, scandalous encounter. A sexy board game from the 1900s was not going to give us the wild, uninhibited evening we were hoping for. And Frank should be smart enough to help me shut it down. We were going to get stuck doing things like compliment your lady's shoulder and gently touch noses if I didn't salvage the situation. Unfortunately, now Frank had taken a seat with Maya at the table and was looking at the game pieces. I could see he was intrigued, and I was worried that the situation was rapidly spiraling out of my control.
"I don't know, Connor. This looks kind of cool. There are all these neat little carved figurines for the pieces, like tiny marble statues. They all look hot. Here, I want to be blue."
He reached out and set the blue piece on the starting line, smiling at the girls. I glowered at him from the couch, trying to catch his eye and get him back on my side, and ran a frustrated hand through my floppy blonde hair. Couldn't he see this was ruining everything?
"I'm pink," Kelsey declared, setting another piece beside his.
"I want green," Maya decided, placing her piece on the board as well. "Would you like to be red, Connor?"
I'm not playing.
I sank back down on the couch, clutching a pillow to my chest.
Can't we do something else? If you girls really want to play a game, how about strip poker, eh? Eh?
Oh, quit being a lame-o, Kelsey chided. If it sucks, we don't have to play all night. There's plenty of time to do other stuff.
I sighed. I'd really been hoping that they'd take the bait on the strip poker idea instead of playing this doofy old game. This was a terrible way to kick off our sexy weekend. But being a whiny little bitch about it would be even worse, and I still wanted to get into Maya's pants tonight. I couldn't drag my feet any more than I already had. Fine, you can make me red if you want. Let Maya roll for me.
Maya placed the fourth piece down on the game board, sharing a teasing smile with Kelsey.
I sat up to get a better look at the board. Now what?
Frank asked. I guess we just roll the dice and move along. It's pretty light on the rules. I guess something will happen with the middle panel?
I snorted. In a 100-year-old game? I doubt it. How would it even work? There probably used to be cards or something.
Kelsey stuck her tongue out at me and tossed the dice into the box with an excited gesture. Guess we'll see. Seven, Maya announced.
Kelsey reached for a piece, but then snatched her hand back as if something had snapped at her.
Whoa!
What?
I asked.
Weird, dude, Frank said. It's moving on its own. No way. But I could see Frank was right.
Kelsey's pink piece slid forward without anyone touching it, moving block by block, until it came to rest 7 squares from the start line. How on earth? It must be, I don't know, magnets or something?
Kelsey shrugged.
Whatever it is, it's cool. I'm excited to play. Look, Maya pointed at the middle panel. The dark, glassy bubble now had a pink mist swirling in the center of it. Whoa, it's spelling out words.
This is creepy as hell, Frank murmured.
Or just awesome,
Kelsey declared.
We all watched in amazement as the pink mist spelled out a message. At first it didn't look like English or any other language I recognized. But then the words shimmered and coalesced into a clearly written sentence that all four of us could read.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick some lovers and off we go.
Chapter 3.
Wow, I breathed, blinking incredulously at the pink message on the glassy black background. How?
It must not be as old as we think it is,
Frank suggested.
He picked up the box and looked at the bottom, rapping on it lightly with his fist.
Maybe it was some 80s computer prototype designed to look like it was really old.
Kelsey laughed and clapped. That's awesome. Those pieces really stick in place,
Maya remarked, nodding toward the carved player figures. They hadn't shifted at all while Frank jostled the board around. Frank reached out and tried to move one, but it didn't budge.
Jeez, it really is. I can't move it at all. Looks like the game controls everything.
Frank has to be right about the computer prototype, I murmured.
There's no other explanation that makes sense. Weird.
So, what do I do now? Kelsey wondered.
The pink words still hovered in the middle panel, like it was waiting for us to do something. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick some lovers and off we go. If the game was going to keep throwing stupid rhymes like that at us, I knew I'd made a mistake by agreeing to play. I wasn't even sexy.
My eyes slid sadly over to Maya's bosom, peeking out of her shirt.
It might be hours before I'd get to lay a hand on her sweet, supple body. What a buzzkill.
I guess you follow the instructions,
Maya replied, oblivious to my roving eyes. She was too focused on the game to notice. Girls, sheesh.
Kelsey glanced at her and smirked. What? Pick some lovers? And the game will know? This is funny.
It's not gonna matter what you say, I grumbled. It can't really be that advanced.
Fine, wise guy. Kelsey grinned evilly. Then I claim Maya as my lover.
She put her arm around the other girl, and the two of them giggled together.
Obviously, the lovers are going to be me and Maya and you and Frank, I protested.
Nuh-uh, it's my turn. And it told me to pick, not you.
Frank started laughing. She has a point, dude. It was her turn. Guess you lost your girl already.
I sank down into the fourth chair at the table and rolled my eyes. Fine, whatever. I don't even care. It's not going to matter.
Ooh, ooh, no.
Kelsey suddenly became very animated and excited.
We all need lovers to play the game. So I claim Frank and Maya as my lovers because Connor is being lame. He can be everyone's little bitch.
Frank and Maya snickered while I glared at her. This is stupid, and I'm not anyone's little bitch. If I thought there was any chance of this game actually turning into a sex party, I wouldn't have minded. Fucking Maya and Kelsey would be pretty hot, assuming Frank didn't care. But somehow I didn't think that would be happening.
Oh, look!
Maya pointed excitedly at the middle bubble.
It's changing again.
Again, the pink text swirled and recombined to display a new sentence.
The lovers chosen, the game begins. Prepare to taste the thrill of sins.
I squinted at it. It was awfully weird that it did that, but it must have just been on a timer or something.
Cool, Kelsey said.
She glanced excitedly around the table.
The thrill of sins, huh? Naughty. Who's next?
I'll go.
Frank picked up the dice and gave them a good shake before releasing them to tumble across the game board.
Five, huh?
He reached for his piece, but pulled his hand back when it started moving on its own, just like Kelsey's had, ticking out five spaces down the pink and white path. He shook his head in amusement.
Man, that's gonna take some getting used to. Okay, what's my instructions say?
We all watched the pink mist swirl in the dark glass of the central bubble as it formed into text once again, settling into a new sentence.
Bestow a kiss of wanton need, spark a fire of lusty greed.
That's pretty old-timey. It wants me to kiss someone?
Kelsey puckered up.
You're my lover, babe. Bring it on over.
Frank shrugged and gave her a big, sloppy, goofy kiss on the lips. She giggled and covered her mouth afterwards.
How do you feel?
He asked cautiously.
Huh?
Kelsey looked at him like he was crazy. I feel normal. That was a nice kiss, though.
What did you expect, Frank? Maya asked.
Frank turned red.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm just being dumb.
Kelsey threw back her head and laughed.
You thought I'd get super horny, huh? All full of lusty greed? It's not magic, Frank. It's just a silly, sexy game to encourage us to have fun.
The blush in Frank's cheeks went even deeper, and he waved at Maya to go ahead with her turn. It occurred to me that I might have been a little too hasty with my judgment. If that kissing clue was a hint of things to come, maybe the game had been a good idea. And if it was actually from the 80s, it might be a lot freakier than I thought it would be. That had been a weird time, based on the music videos. Plus, both girls seemed really into this. I grabbed the dice before Maya could reach for them.
I'll go next.
Oh, now he wants to play,
teased Kelsey, shifting in her seat. Her hands drifted down toward her lap, and she crossed her legs.
Give him a hint that some sexy fun might actually pop up and he's all over it.
Only because you want to, I said defensively. But honestly, I was excited to see what my clue would be. Maybe I'd get to fondle Maya. Have her kiss my dick? I shook the dice and tossed them out. They bounced along the box and came to a halt, both dice with one pip displaying.
Snake Eyes. Tough break, dude,
Frank said.
We don't even know if Snake Eyes is bad in this game, I protested.
The text swirled as my piece moved two spaces forward.
A bitch declared, let's make it true. So much more fun to play with you.
We all stared at it as it shimmered and then disappeared.
That's it? I asked. Man, that's dumb. I didn't even get to do anything cool.
Frank shrugged.
I guess Snake Eyes are bad.
but it doesn't look like it's waiting for anything. Guess your turn is over.
How did it know Kelsey declared me the bitch? I wondered. That's kind of weird.
Probably just a coincidence, Kelsey said dismissively. Man, is it hot in here? I'm dying.
I feel okay,
Frank said.
Me too, Maya replied. Weird, Kelsey said.
I glanced at the thermostat. It was set to 72, pretty warm but not baking. I'd wanted it to be nice and relaxed to get the girls in the mood. But even if I wasn't too warm, I also felt kind of weird. Not hot exactly, but just tingly. I rubbed my nipples through my shirt and shook my head as I tugged at the collar. I'd turn the thermostat down if we got any more uncomfortable.
My turn.
Maya picked up the dice, gave them a dainty shake, rolling a 9.
Ooh, I'm in the lead now.
Her text manifested before the piece even finished moving.
You took the lead, so what you say, everybody must obey.
Huh. Maya stared at the message.
I guess I'm the boss of the game now?
Frank snorted. Good thing Maya got that power and not Connor. I'd quit if he got to order me around.
Maya smiled to herself and held a hand up in mocking solemnity.
I promise to use my powers of command only for good.
Kelsey snickered and they both broke down laughing.
Oh, great. I get insulted and the game puts Maya in charge?
My voice sounded high and whiny, even to my ears, as my friends grinned at me. The weird feeling had spread to the rest of my body now, and I hoped I wasn't coming down with something.
Who's next?
Me again.
Kelsey eagerly reached for the dice and regained the lead from Maya when she rolled an 11. She stuck her tongue out at her friend as her text swirled once again.
Whatever you want, however strange, is yours to take. A fair exchange.
Then the text dissipated. Kelsey scratched her head.
Huh, another weird one. I really expected this game to be quite a bit, I don't know, more active? Jeez.
The last word came out as almost an exclamation.
This is gonna sound weird, you guys, but, I am feeling really horny suddenly. Maybe that alcohol is getting to me.
Should we take a quick bedroom break?
A surprised grin spread across Frank's face.
Fine by me, babe.
I feel weird, too, I blurted out. I'd been trying to ignore it, but I'd felt more and more strange as I'd sat there. My whole body felt like it did right before you start sweating, but haven't yet. Like there were prickles all over my skin. It was really uncomfortable. I rubbed my arms and squirmed in place. Maya noted my obvious distress with concern.
You should go lie down for a little while, Connor. I'll come with you. Let's give Frank and Kelsey some alone time.
Okay. Yeah, I agreed. Why couldn't I focus? Here the girls were basically throwing themselves at us, and I was too anxious and weird feeling to even enjoy it. Was I really getting sick? I sure hoped not. That was the last thing I needed on a sexy cabin weekend. I stood up carefully, keeping my hands on the edge of the table to steady myself. I wasn't usually the type of person who liked an evening nap, but right now, lying down sounded like a great idea. I'd probably feel better after a little while, then I could put the moves on Maya. At least she was joining me. I moved unsteadily toward our bedroom, with Maya holding my arm in concern, planning to collapse into the comfort of the soft cotton sheets and wait for these weird feelings to pass.
Woo!
Kelsey grabbed Frank's hand and led him off to the other bedroom excitedly, oblivious to my discomfort.
I don't know what you guys put in the wine, but I haven't felt this horny in forever.
She winked over her shoulder.
Don't have too much fun, guys. I still want to finish the game when we're done here.
Yeah, sure, I muttered.
Chapter 4.
The bedroom was colder than the common room had been, since the evening's cooking had warmed it even past my temperature settings. And the cool air was a relief. I cracked the window and took a deep breath, enjoying the nighttime breeze of the forest. And then I sank blissfully into the bed, already feeling better. Maya closed the door, shutting out whatever sounds of love that Frank and Kelsey would be making across the cabin, and turned on the bedside lamp. The dim, pink-shaded light was the only bit of illumination in the room, other than the silvery gray moon, and it would be perfect for a short doze. Not glaringly bright, but also light enough that I wouldn't accidentally sleep the night away and waste our cabin vacation. I pulled off my shirt and jeans, stripping down to just my boxers, and kicked the clothing onto the floor before wriggling under the covers. The soft, cottony blanket was just the right weight. Not so heavy as to be hot, and not so light that I'd wake up freezing if the heat dropped. As I laid my head on the pillow, Maya slid in behind me. Her arms threaded around my body in a comforting embrace, playing the part of the big spoon and pressing her nice, warm breasts against my back. I murmured happily, feeling drowsy. I was almost always the big spoon, so this was an unusual and pleasant experience. It was nice being the little spoon for once, comforting even. There was always something so incredibly sexy about having a hot girl curled up beside you, under a warm blanket, and once again, my dick stirred beneath my boxers. I still felt weird all over, not like I was sick exactly, but just different somehow. Increasingly so, although it seemed really rapid for the onset of illness. My eyes fluttered open, and I found myself staring at the back of my hands resting on the pillow in front of my face. I could swear that they looked unusual. My nails seemed longer. My fingers seemed thinner. Was it my imagination, or had the small blonde hairs that usually blanketed my knuckles totally vanished? But that was crazy. I must have accidentally had too much to drink or something, because there's no way my body would just change. I rubbed my arms to try to get rid of the prickly sensations again, but it didn't help. My skin felt twice as sensitive as it usually did, and surprisingly soft. The real tip-off that I had to be going loopy was that I also felt lighter than I normally did, which I knew was impossible. Something was messing with my perception. I began to wonder if my friends were playing a trick on me, drugging me or something, but that didn't make any sense. Frank was too serious for pranks like that, and Maya would never let it fly anyway.
"Feeling better?" Maya asked.
I shivered at the breath of her speech on my neck, my thoughts returning to that soft curve of her breasts I'd stared at the whole way here on the flight.
"Yeah, I think so," I replied.
My horniness warred with the weirdness suffusing my body. I sighed as Maya tightened her grip around my shoulders and kissed the nape of my neck, and images of her naked body flashed through my mind. Those creamy thighs, that tight little pussy. I needed to shake whatever was going on with me so I could get back to the main event. At least it felt awfully nice to be here with her, despite the strangeness. She began to nuzzle the back of my head, distracting me from my confusing observations, and her fingers went prowling over my body, sliding up and down my bare torso. Her hands were so soft and sexy, and my skin felt unusually sensitive. It was so confusing. Was I horny or sick? Maybe both. She purred into my ear.
"You smell so good, Connor. And your hair feels nice, too. Did you condition it? It seems softer than usual. And maybe this is weird, but longer? When was the last time you got it cut?"
What? "No, I don't condition my hair." But I'd noticed it, too, even though I hadn't thought about it until she said something. My bangs kept falling over my face whenever I shifted. It did seem longer and softer than I remembered. "Something weird is going on, Maya."
"Shh, shh."
She laid a finger across my lips and rubbed her body against me.
"I don't know if it's the booze or Kelsey talking about feeling frisky, but I'm kinda turned on, too."
Talk about easy. And here I'd been worried I'd have to sweet-talk her into cabin sex. I wondered just how freaky she was feeling.
my excitement momentarily shoving all thoughts of body weirdness aside. If Maya was feeling horny, I should just shut the hell up and let this happen, even if I was feeling weird. I smiled at her over my shoulder. She sat up abruptly and peeled her shirt off, revealing just a thin white tank top over her bra. Her breasts bounced as the shirt caught them on the way up, tantalizing me. Then she slid off her jeans and threaded her long, silky legs through mine. Maya writhed against my back, continuing to kiss my neck while she held me. Her legs felt amazing, even more so than usual. Normally, the hair on my own legs got in the way and felt kind of scratchy. I don't know if it was the sensitivity I was feeling or what, but right now it almost felt like bare skin on bare skin, like there was no hair between us at all. And Kelsey seemed bigger than usual, or maybe I felt smaller. Her arms were snug around mine, and they felt tighter and stronger than I remembered. Normally, when embracing Maya, I felt like I had to be gentle, like she was a fragile thing I could snap if I didn't watch my strength. But right now, she felt solid and surprisingly powerful, more like an equal. It was probably just my weird illness making me feel kind of weak. And besides, I was enjoying her wriggling too much to protest. Plus, she'd shushed me, and I didn't want to disobey her. Then I frowned. What a weird thing to think. I've never been the submissive type. Since when do I care about disobeying Maya? But the thought flew out of my head as quickly as it had come when her hand slid down to my boxers and grazed my cock through the thin cotton. I swallowed, feeling a surge of anxious anticipation. She was being so forward. I loved it. What had gotten into this girl? "You like that?" she asked, then giggled. She breathed softly into my ear. "Did I ever tell you that I was into girls too, Connor?" I shivered and nodded, wondering why she was bringing it up. She'd mentioned she was bisexual before. I was super turned on by the idea of her being with another girl, but also a little jealous, so I hadn't probed too hard on it. I didn't want to think about her being with other people, even if they were beautiful girls. And I was envious of how good the sex must have been between two women like that. "I'm not sure what made me think of it just now," she whispered, continuing to lightly rake my manhood through my boxers with her nails. "Maybe I thought you'd get as turned on as you did the last time I brought it up." "But I do. There were so many girls in college, and I was totally different with them. With a man like you, I want you to be in charge, but with a woman, the tiger in me comes out. I get so dominant. I just want to pounce." When she said pounce, she nipped my ear with her teeth, drew her hands up to my nipples, and squeezed my chest, gathering a surprising amount of flesh when she did. I winced inwardly. Maybe it was time to hit the gym again soon. "But I can see you don't feel very good," she continued, a hand straying down to tease at my boxers. "Or else you'd be rock hard by now like you usually are." I realized with a start that she was right. I felt more turned on than I'd been in ages, but for some reason, all the earlier stiffness had fled my cock. I poked at my boxers, frustrated by the little guy's refusal to cooperate, and I noticed that he seemed really small, like I'd been swimming in frigid water. That got me worried again. I must be really sick if Maya actively seducing me didn't get me hard. "Sorry," I said, quietly embarrassed. "I don't feel quite like my usual self." Maya growled with what sounded like frustration and pinched my nipples again. But then her grip relaxed. "Tell you what," she whispered, stroking me gently. "You take a short little nap, and when you wake up, I'm sure you'll feel lots better. I'll go hang out in the common room for a while, okay? We can pick up later." A nap sounded like a good suggestion. I didn't really want her to leave, but I suddenly felt
lightheaded and sleepy.
And my dick's failure to perform had left me confused. The pillow was so soft, the blanket was so warm, a wave of exhaustion settled over me like a mist arriving from the woods. I was already dozing off as her silky form slipped out as silently as she'd entered in the first place. Some time passed, I'm not sure how much, and I awoke by myself in the bedroom with the door closed. Some light, soothing music played softly from the next room, and I felt much better than I had when I dozed off. I guess Maya was right about the little nap. I pushed the blankets off and swung my legs over the edge of the bed, blinking groggily. The floor was smooth and warm, and I smiled as I spread my toes over the well-sanded wood. Then I did a double take. My toenails had been painted pink. "What the fuck?" I muttered, though my voice didn't sound anything like my usual self. But there wasn't time to think about that, because two other realizations flowed over me at the same time. First, I was looking down at a gorgeous pair of small, perky tits with pale pink nipples. My tits hanging off my chest, like I was some kind of chick. And second, I did not feel a dick inside of my boxers. My hands flew to my crotch, feeling around desperately for my missing member, and then my eyes widened. There was no dick between my legs, but there was definitely something else. I could feel my own probing fingers glide over a patch of soft, blonde pubic hair and touch the silky, delicate part of a pair of pussy lips, feel it through what could only reasonably be described as my pussy. Suddenly, all the little changes I'd been thinking I was crazy for noticing earlier made perfect sense. The thinner fingers, lack of body hair, and longer hair on my head. I raised a trembling hand to my head now and gasped when I made contact with long, silky curls, just like Maya's, but blonde. I leapt up. There was a large rectangular mirror over the bed, and I had to see what I looked like. For the briefest moment, I thought Lauren was staring back at me. But I quickly realized that the blonde girl in the mirror was younger, prettier, and subtly different looking from my sister. With swirling golden hair, plump, naturally parting cherry lips, and a willowy, curving figure, she was gorgeously stunning, and she couldn't have been a day over 18. I would have had an instant hard-on if I'd possessed a dick, but I didn't anymore. What the hell is going on? I raised a hand and she raised hers. I waved and she waved back. The beautiful, shocked-looking girl aped my every movement. "Maya!" I called, my voice shaking just a little. The new, high-pitched timbre that came out of my mouth had a natural sensuality to it, and it was beyond weird to think that that was my voice. I pulled the sheet around my half-naked body to cover my new tits and called for my girlfriend again. "Maya, could you please come in here for a second?" I heard shuffling behind the door, and then Maya's reply, "Is that you, Connor? You sound weird." The door opened and she poked her head in. Our eyes met, and her mouth fell open. I stared at her helplessly, feeling like I was on the edge of tears. "Holy shit. Connor?" She shook her head. "I mean, I'm sorry. Obviously you're not Connor. Are you? Who are you? How did you get here? Fuck. You have to be Connor, right? This is impossible." It was weird to hear Maya curse so much in the space of a few seconds, but evidently she was as baffled as I was. "It's me," I squeaked. "What the hell is going on?" Maya raised a hand to her head and brushed her hair back as she continued to stare at me. Are you as girly as you look? I mean, in your whole body, you know? I bit my lip and nodded. "Oh, shit," she breathed. Then she doubled over laughing. "Maya, this is not the appropriate response." "I'm sorry,
she choked out between fits of laughter. This is too funny. How could you not laugh? I'm as confused as you are, but how hilarious is this? You're hot, Connor. Hot as fuck. I'd fuck you in a second.
I felt blood rush to my cheeks as I pulled the sheets tighter around my body, annoyed that Maya thought my predicament was so amusing.
Look, can I borrow some clothes at least until we figure out what's going on? I don't think mine will fit me anymore.
Maya wiped tears away from her eyes and nodded. She dug around in her suitcase and tossed a t-shirt and a pair of panties at me, still giggling.
Of course. Put these on. I think it's going to be adorable to dress you in cute little girly clothes, especially since you're obviously so embarrassed by it.
My face got hotter, but I did as I was told. I pulled the boxers off and slid the panties up my smooth, shapely legs, shivering in pleasure the way the soft cotton brushed against my hairless skin, and snapped the elastic band at the top once they were snug against my sex. Then I tugged the t-shirt over my head. My nipples were still obviously visible through the thin black material of the shirt, since I wasn't wearing a bra, and had no intention of wearing a bra. But it was better than standing around in the nude under Maya's considering, appreciative stare. Who was this girl? My girlfriend seemed completely different now that I was a chick. More confident, more dominant, more of a tease. It was kind of hot in a way, but I wasn't interested in being a chick.
Come on, I said, ignoring her smirk as her eyes lingered on my tits. We're figuring out how to reverse this as soon as possible. What's the rush? Maya teased.
But she followed me into the common room instead of arguing. I heard muted conversation in the other room, maybe a little on the loud side, but it was hard to tell through the thick wooden doors. I was about to call for Frank and Kelsey when their bedroom door crashed open. Frank ran out in a pair of boxers and a t-shirt, his eyes wild, hands clutching his crotch. He glanced towards the bedroom as Kelsey appeared in the doorway, leaning against the frame, her mouth twisted in wry amusement.
Help! Frank cried, waving an accusatory finger toward Kelsey. She stole my dick.
Chapter 5.
She did what? Maya and I asked in unison. I blinked at Kelsey in confusion, but she just yawned and stretched. Like me, she only wore a t-shirt and panties, but now, looking more closely at her, I saw that there was a sizable bulge beneath her underwear. My eyebrows shot up.
Whoa, I breathed. Did you actually take his dick, Kelsey?
Who's she? Kelsey asked Maya, gesturing toward me.
Connor, Maya said with a shrug and a smile.
For real?
Frank asked, his stolen cock momentarily forgotten as he checked me out. I crossed my arms over my new breasts, suddenly feeling like I was on display for the whole room.
It's me, I grumbled.
Weird, wild stuff.
Kelsey shook her head in disbelief.
Anyway, yeah. I guess I technically did steal his dick, but I have no idea how it happened. Oh, God, I'm still so horny. I just want to fuck everything.
Frank's cock was rock hard inside of her panties, and even though it weirded me out, I couldn't keep my eyes off of it for some reason.
One minute, she was complaining I wasn't doing enough to satisfy her, and the next, boom, my dick was on her, and I had her pussy. His face was as red as mine had been earlier. The two girls shared a look and dissolved into peals of laughter.
How can you both be laughing right now?
Frank demanded. I rolled my eyes. I said the same thing.
This is just too crazy, Kelsey said.
Connor's a girl, you have a pussy, I have a dick? What the fuck is happening?
Did we all accidentally take LSD or something?
Maya walked over to the table where Exchange still sat open, just as we'd left it. Her fingers trailed over the pieces.
Obviously, it's something to do with the game, she murmured. I don't think we all got drugged, and if we had been,
we wouldn't be sharing hallucinations.
There's such a thing as mass hallucinations, Frank protested.
Kelsey groaned, one hand resting on her new cock through her thin cotton underwear.
I don't know. This sure doesn't feel like a hallucination.
Fuck. How do you guys walk around with these things?